Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. My mission in life is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness.
Well, today I've got one simple question for you. Who wants to be a sales millionaire? And of course, the answer is all of us. We'll keep listening for you to find out how. As you may recall, the once popular game show by that title of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire would award $1 million to anyone who could answer 14 consecutive questions correct. One wrong answer and you went home with nothing. To help the contestant along the way, they were given three lifeline tools. However, a contestant could only use a lifeline once in their quest to the million. Those tools were phone a friend, ask the audience, and 50-50. Only a few contestants in the decades of the game show ever went the distance to win the million without using a lifeline. Contestant after contestant, show after show, every one of them employed their lifeline. However, they had to be judicious in their use of their lifelines as they could only use it once. Well, in today's game, our game is going to be called Who Wants to Be a Sales Millionaire? We're going to make it even easier for you. You will be allowed to phone friends. Yes, that's right. You can phone not just one friend as in the TV version, but you are allowed to phone as many as you want. And polling the audience is also available as many times as you like. Heck, you can even combine both lifelines at the same time if you so desire. Could you imagine how great that would be for the contestant if the TV version allowed lifelines to be used like that? That's probably what it would take for me to get past half the questions that are asked on that show. Do you think contestants would use them? Well, of course they would. Who wouldn't? Well, why then in the sales game version do so few of us use our lifelines? Why don't we phone friends? Better yet, why don't we just bring the friend to the show with us? Every business has an audience, but does every business poll their audience for answers? And if they do poll the audience, do they accept the answers they get? Or do they explain away how the audience must be wrong? And by the way, recent statistics show that the audience on the TV show is accurate 95% of the time. Maybe ours is as well. Well, here's how and who to phone a friend. Number one, you can literally phone your peer. Establish strong networks with your peers so you can reach out to them when you need each other. Number two, ride along on sales calls with them. Ask them to join you on a sales call that involves the need for their expertise. Maybe your manager or somebody on your leadership team is one of your phone-a-friends. They have experience in your situation that maybe you don't have, and they can help out. Number four, the previous salesperson who had your territory. Maybe it's not the greatest person in the world to call, but if they're still available and still with your company, reach out to them. Get their advice. Number five on phone-a-friend is department people. This can be the research team, tech and folks, operations teams, trucking, customer service people. If you think the customer is struggling in one of these specific areas, then call your resident expert for help. And better yet, bring your expert out to meet with the customer. If that's not possible, then maybe you and the customer can go meet them in their office. Either way, most people are excited and feel engaged in the business when they can directly impact a customer. Don't be afraid to reach out and use your external network as well. Number one, trade associations. These are great resources for support with your customer. If your customer is not part of the local association, then network them with several members who can help. Number two, peer vendors. Not your competitors, no, of course not. If your customer is struggling, they might need the expertise of one of your industry connections, like another vendor. As you network in your territory, you will meet other salespeople from these, maybe call them sister products. It's a good idea to learn about them so you can bring them in to help each other out if the situation arises. Number three in the external network of phone-a-friends is your trusted customers. As you build your personal brand with customers, you build a loyal, trusted customer base. I was in many situations where I could have one of my customers call another to help each other out. One critical point on this method, though, is you have to have a solid understanding of the competitive nature of your customer base. And obviously, you have to respect privacy when using this lifeline. All right. How do we go about polling the audience, or ask the audience, which is what it's termed on the TV version? Well, number one is the very easy electronic version or social media platforms that are out there. It's easier than ever to hear from your audience. There are numerous apps and websites that allow for surveys to be done electronically. SurveyMonkey is an easy one and very easy to use, and most of the time it's free. You can also send out mass forms to be completed and sent back in for manual tabulation. Well, number two, and ask the audience, is I call it the take out a piece of paper method. I use this a lot in my presentations when I want to get some feedback from the audience. I literally ask them to take out a piece of paper and write the answer to a question down, and then I collect them. It's a great way to get immediate feedback and involve your audience. If holding a customer meeting, don't miss the opportunity to get real-time feedback on a particular topic. It might be about the meeting that you're holding or the topic that you're on, but it could also be about relevant products you offer or your customer service level or something along those lines. Just don't waste the opportunity to get some immediate feedback from your audience. Well, number three way or methodology for polling the audience is what I call the customer advisory panel. There's all kinds of names for this, but this is effective for bigger decisions in your company or territory. Selecting several representative customers by segment, you gather them together for a discussion on your company's performance. This group usually consists of your better customers. Often you have a genuine working partnership with them. So asking them to meet and spend time on helping your company is also in their best interest as well. The secret, though, of asking the audience is that you have to do something with the information you get. In my experience, many companies are fairly good at asking for the feedback. However, they typically fail miserably at doing any real work with the results. Too often, they will explain away the negative feedback or those recommended changes that they don't fit their opinion. It's a big mistake. While you don't have to do every suggestion, you should follow up with a reply to those that spent the time to give their opinion. Secondly, try as hard as you can not to go into denial on negative feedback. After all, nobody's perfect. You're not perfect, neither am I. So hear the feedback, discuss it, and then decide. And keep this in mind, the TV audience is right 95% of the time. Maybe your audience is equally as accurate. So here's the last thing I want to cover with you, and this is a challenge to you. Which one of your lifelines will you implement first today? Which friend can you phone right now to help you with your most difficult customer situation? When will you have the next chance to be in front of a group of customers and could collect some valuable feedback? Now all you have to do is do it. Well, good luck on your way to your final answer and becoming a sales millionaire.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to being the best ag sales professional you can be. If you ever have topics you'd like to hear about, or if you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please reach out. We're always looking for new ideas and new guests. And as always, you can access more blog articles and training opportunities on my website at gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.